Welcome to another episode of Titan PI TV, where we are here at Titan Derby looking at the inside workings of an operational investigation agency. I'm your host, Simon Henson, Managing Director of Titan. I hear you ask, who's Simon though? I'll show you. So it all started in 1996. I graduated from Manchester Metropolitan University after studying business and finance and sports science. Really didn't know what I wanted to do. I hadn't grown up. So I worked in a factory, a place called Glowworm in Derbyshire, which is where my father-in-law worked as a foreman. I worked in a part of the factory which was called the Fettling Room. And all I did all day long was I received moulds that had been made from casts, and I filed down all the burrs before they went onto the next part of the production line. It was good money. However, at risk of being told I'd wasted my university degree or HND education, I was told that I should apply to Nottinghamshire Police, who were advertising vacancies at the time. So reluctantly, I went through the initial paper sieve process, and to my disgust, I passed. Probably the best thing that ever happened to me, actually. I then went on to various examination centres for the recruitment process for Nottinghamshire Police, got through them all, and then started my police training. My first station that I worked at, my first posting, was Bulwell in Nottinghamshire. I did my probationary period there for 2 years, then moved on to Broxtow, then moved on to Radford Road Response, which was attending all the 999 calls. And then in 2003, I applied to the dedicated surveillance team, both mobile and foot, in Nottinghamshire Police, and was successful. I stayed there for 4 years. We were investigating serious organised crime. At the time, there was a trend of cash in transit robberies, so we had months and months of investigation work where we had to be armed for that due to the threat. So I moved on. 2008, I moved on to a new department, which was the East Midlands Counter-Terrorist Investigation Unit, which was a covert unit where we were investigating terrorists who had been profiled by the big house by the river in London. In 2014, I decided that after 17 years, there was more to life, and I left the police and I set up Titan Private Investigation Limited. So to date, a lot's happened. I initially was a subcontractor. I was working 16 to 18 hour days. I was all over the country and I was a yes man really, and providing a decent product for who I was working for as a subcontractor. Some days I would come in from work, it'd be late at night, so as not to wake the family up. I would put the dishwasher on, kip on the sofa, get a couple of hours kip in the kitchen, and before the dishwasher's even finished, I'm travelling to my next job. It's not sustainable, or certainly for me, it wasn't sustainable. And I always wanted to be in a position where I was self-sufficient and sustained my own work that comes through the telephones at Titan HQ here at Derby. That happened at year five, but building up to that, one of the chance meetings was I applied for a task which was advertised, a surveillance task. It was owned by a chap who owned a established business over in the West Midlands. He liked how I worked, the police background, etc. And he had also been trained by someone in the police, but outside the police. So we had the same sort of glossary, the same sort of tactics, and we hit it off. He then took me under his wing. I was no threat geographically, West Midlands, East Midlands here at Derby, showed me the ropes, and I'm very, very appreciative to that person. So here we are. We are now 8 years in, nearly nine. We have nine offices from London to Manchester. So London, Cambridge, Leicester, Nottingham, Derby, Birmingham, Sheffield, Leeds and Manchester. We have an array of subcontracted surveillance operatives that work for us all over the country. And this is Titan to date, and that is my background. Keeping it short and sweet. So thanks for listening. Another episode of Titan PI TV in the bag. We'd love it if you would give us a thumbs up or subscribe. Till next time.